Blog Talk Radio.
From your spirit, I need everybody, the Lord. Come on, ask him. I need thee. Tell him. When do you need him? Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless, hallelujah, me now, my Savior. Come on, think about what you need God to do. See, the reason this meeting is called for us to get back to the presence of God and get back to depending on Him, and I don't know what you stand in need of, but I need God to speak in my life, in my pastorate, and immediately. I need God to do some things in my life that He's never done before. And if you need God to do some stuff in your life, preachers and deacons and church leaders, whatever it may be, one last time, lift your voice and say, I need, come on, let's come and say it, the old. Let me hear you. Come on, say it. Every hour. Oh, Lord, I'm ready. Ooh, oh, bless. Come on, tell him. Me now, my Savior.
Sunday morning prayer. Come to think of it, if you in my mama's house today on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness to that. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us. She could remember all of our names. And there was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion there. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it. I still hear. I'm a prayer.
Keep her children. morning. Good morning. Good morning. I still hear mother praying for me. I like that song, Proud That He Led Us to Me, led me to that song that I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh bless. Oh bless me now, my gentle Savior. I have come. But I'll tell you what, some of us been on this journey just a little short time, knowing that it was our mothers. Some of us know it was our mothers who gave something to us. Want to, if it be God's permitted time, trying to do something while we're approaching this day we call Mother's Day, you know. This Mother's Day weekend, you know. And some of us, you know, we honor our mothers every day, you know. We give thanks for our mother, the things she done trained us and the things she done for us. Yeah. So I want to deal with a few things this week, if it be God's will. If someone else has something else to interject on something different, we can deviate, you know. But I want to honor our mothers this week, you know, lift up our mothers, you know. The other ones that are with us and the ones that are not here, you know. You can testify if you want to, you just want to just give them their flowers while they yet can smell them. You can do that. But we want to just give honor to the ones who birthed every one of us on this line had a mother. Yeah, we believe you have a mother. Even if she's with you on this side, or she has took that journey to be with the Lord and resting right now. So we want to just give honor. And I want to deal with some things if it be time permitted to give it all and try to get it at least before Friday, you know, trying to give it to you. I want to give, start out how, what I believe. Now, this might not work for everybody, but I believe the aged woman should teach the young women. The aged woman teach the young women. So if you've been around the book, you probably know where I'm going to try to start this thing off at. And if it be God permitted, all week I'm going to deal with Ruth. And I'm going to start at Titus. No, I wonder what the Holy Spirit is moving this in. Titus is where we're going to start off in, and Ruth is where we're going to try to build this thing up. How a woman should train a young woman. Help me, Holy Spirit. I thank God for my mother. I think she didn't never. I thank her for her never gave up on me and my brothers and even ones that she helped along the way. She gave us some mother love and some tough love, and she gave us some love that you can't say that about my baby. You know. I know I ain't the only one that can have a testimony about that, but I want to always say that I'm not the only voice. If you choose to testify about your mother, you can hit the one button. You know, if you don't, you know, that's on you. I'm not forcing you to do nothing, but we're going to get in the lesson, and we're going to thank God for what he had bestowed on us today, you know. I know that he's here because we need to see one thing I've learned about things in life, you know, we got to thank them, you know, we give them flowers, you know. Somebody said, well, your mother been gone, your mother not here. Well, in the spirit, I believe my mother's here, you know. I believe she's comforting me at such a time like this when people turn their back on me, when people go against me, or people or myself going against myself. I do things, I can hear her talking to me, you know. I can hear her speaking to me. You know, one time I got real uptight this year about her. You know, I was thinking about it. I went to the cemetery, you know, where's the way they laid her remains in. No, I'm not a cemetery guy, you know. What I mean by that, you know, one day God might let me tell you what I'm talking about. But I really believe she's resting, you know. And it bothered me because I just missed her so much, man. I cried through the whole service, you know, thinking about my mama, you know what I'm talking about. Thinking about what she, I just wanted to hear her voice, you know. Just wanted to hear what she had on her mind, you So I went to the cemetery where her and my father were laying, because they both landed in the same spot, you know. So I looked down at that that tombstone, you know, saw both of their names on there. And I went to praising and thanking God. I started hearing voices, you know, things was, people was talking. I'm looking around with nobody around. But I believe God, because as I was going there, you know, I always, you know, you always have folks, man, I still hear folks say this to me, you know, you can't sing, you can't do this here, you know, folks not really not to do you in if you don't watch it, you know what I'm talking about. But I thank God for the spirit that he give me, you know. If I go by what people think and what people say I can't do, I would never be in the point where I am now, because I had an encouraging mother, you know. She encouraged me what I wanted to do in life, you know. She stand behind me and with me, you know. And I knew I was missing her. So I went out there and I had a conversation praying to her, and the spirit started speaking back. So the song came up in my mind, and it came in. I was playing even when I was there, that I don't want no rock crying out of my place. It might not do nothing for nobody. It might be a giggle little thing, but I started singing the song. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want no rock. So I was hurt, you know, because I wanted to see her, you know. I said, but I don't want no rock crying out in my place, you know what I'm talking about? I know, and I believe deep down in my heart, I know she's resting, you know. I know she was in bad shape when she left, you know. But I believe God took her out that body. He took her out that body. So she wanted to worry about all the pain and the agony and the pills and the insulin and stuff she had to take while she was on this side. And God gave her some rest, you know what I'm talking about. But then I just wanted to hear her voice, that's all. You know, that stayed with me, man, for a while. You know, I haven't cried so hard like that behind her transition from this life to God's arm, you know. I haven't. It took a while, because it was like 3 years later before I did it then, you know. But this time it hit me again, you know. That someone said, well, man, I ain't never. Some still voice might come to you. You know, somebody might, you might hear a phrase or something that your mother said to you. You know what I'm talking about? Or maybe your father. I'm just speaking of Mother's Day right now, coming up this week. You know, and I really believe that I remember seeing my mama teach my sister. I remember seeing my mother teach my cousins. I remember seeing her teach my wife, you know, telling her how she should love her husband, you know, not doing it in a way that always satisfied me. She told her, I remember one time I did something real bad. She said, "Eric, I'm going to tell you something." When she told me, she said, "I'm going to tell you something. I'm not for that." She said, "I'm not for that. I don't care what you're doing in life. I'm not for you disrespecting that woman." You know what I'm talking about? She said, "I love you, but you got to treat that woman right. She good for you." You know what I'm talking about? I said, "Well, Mom, you put me on my side." She said, "Yeah, but I'm not for wrong." You know, and she told me that. And she said, "You got a good wife. Get yourself together before you lose her." And you know what? And I said, as a man, Mom, you know, I got 3 or 4 women. Why do I need to be worried about no one woman? That's how I talked to her, right? You know what I'm saying? And she said, "But now you got something special about her. I know it. I seen it." You know what I'm saying? And for her, it came out that she was true. It was true. You know what I'm saying? She didn't like me messing with her up. She, out of all the women, I've been around, she seen that one, you know what I'm saying? And it's been, 35 years later, you know. So I know God is doing some things. So I believe in the scripture. The scripture says that in Titus, we're going to get in that, and then we're going to, if it be God's will, we'll get in Ruth. Not maybe, hopefully today, and not, I know for sure tomorrow, if it be his will, because I want to deal with this training. A woman should train the young women, the aged woman, to train these younger women, you know. That's why we got things going around like we do. And I know this is going to sound so old and something, some people, you know, but it should be a way that young women should carry themselves, you know. See, wherever high you are, that's what you're going to attract. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Wherever how you doing in life, that's what you're going to attract. you're gonna attract the ones, what we call the dope boys, and the ones like to jump on you, and the ones that know they ain't gonna respect you, and these are the ones you're gonna attract. So the young women should be on a seasoned woman, so she can teach her how to love her husband and her kids. You know what I'm talking about? That far, you know, or she can teach her how to courtship. You know what I'm talking about? I always teach in marriage counseling that when I'm marriage counseling, I said there's two things in a marriage. One of the things you don't watch is be in there, and then you don't want one of them. And one of them is a battleship. Help me, Holy Spirit. You don't want that battleship. You don't want to be battling with your wife or your husband. When you see yourself fighting, who better are doing each other, you're turning into a battleship, but you want it to be a courtship. See, you can have a courtship and disagree. You know what I'm saying? So we got to teach them how to keep a marriage to stay. And when you have a marriage, it don't mean that you're not. I don't know whoever come up with that word that the problem. It get more hard on you because what happened is the adversary know you're trying to keep this marriage to working, so he's pulling harder. You know, he's going against some things that you probably in your natural mind won't understand because he want to break the marriage up. He want to tear the marriage down. Somebody says, I want to stay in a bad marriage. But then let me tell you, so that's why you have pre-counseling first. That's why you had to get in somewhere someone could talk to you and make sure this marriage is really is of God. Because when you get in there and get true counseling, godly counseling, you can see some things. You say, man, we're not ready. I have had a couple told me we're not ready yet. After we got to the section, you know what I'm talking about? And they didn't get married. That was the best thing ever happened. That showed me wisdom now, you know what I'm talking about? Because we start unfolding some things. Because you can't marry nobody. I don't know why I'm over here. You can't marry nobody and change nobody. That's not going to change nobody. That's not going to change them. That's whoever come up with that teaching is wrong. You know what I'm talking about? If that person, you marry that person and you think he or she going to change, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So we're going to talk about the first part of this, if it's God's will. We're going to go with Titus, over in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. If it be God's will, we'll elaborate a little bit more and try to get the roof. But I want to do this here because some of y'all probably read the book of Ruth, but I want to use this as our Mother's Day week, if y'all don't mind. Mother's Day's week. But the subject is that I want to put with it, the aged woman should teach the young women. You know, the aged woman should teach the aged woman. Say, well, how are you going to talk about how a woman should teach another woman? You're not a woman. You should have a woman bringing this in. Let me give you something. I'm going to give you the Bible. I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost lead her in this thing. And I'm going to show you how God can allow even the men to help the women, teach the women. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord, thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, that you are already in the midst. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to help us, Lord, that we always keep you first, Lord. Help us, Lord, to always help our speech be more of you and not of others, Lord, against each other, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we repent, Lord, at a time like this. So, Lord, forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. Lord, we know we're in this Christian journey. Sometimes in this Christian journey, even preachers, even someone walking this earth, sometimes you feel like you're alone, Lord. Sometimes folks will just give up and walk away, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, we read a scripture that touched my heart, Lord, and it stayed with me. Don't move your presence from this ministry, Lord. Let your presence always be over here, Lord. Bless this ministry that it lift up you, Lord. Bless this ministry that it touch someone's heart that they might want to get closer to you. Bless this ministry that when folks hear it's not a comical thing, that it's all about lifting up the kingdom, Lord. So, Lord, we come right here in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Just thanking you, Lord. Because David asked you, don't leave your presence or take your Holy Spirit from this place, Lord. Lord, we even want to come out, maybe want to speak about their mother, or maybe want to just talk a little bit, Lord. Let let your spirit be in that testimony. Let your spirit be there, Lord, that we all come lifting one another up, Lord, encourage one another. At such a time, somebody might have their mother still sitting on the side of them, Lord. Don't understand what we're talking about, transition, Lord. Let it be a word, Lord, to encourage them, Lord, to love while they're still there and love while they're not here. Because I heard the man in the song, I could still hear mothers praying. And it's keeping me day to day because I know my mother prayed, Lord. Lord, I thank you for that, for the prayers that she did. It worked, Lord. It came to what she wanted to be, Lord. Even not just me, even my brother, Lord. Even not just my brother, my sister, even my other brother, Lord. I thank you for how you just showed her many nights she prayed, and it worked. Lord, we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for how what you did. So, Lord, we just ask you to bless this ministry today, Lord. As we decrease, we ask for you to increase, Lord. We ask you to move in our heart, Lord, that we speak with you, that people can understand. Move in our heart, Lord, that men and children can see your will, Lord, and not our will, Lord. And we ask you all this in the mighty name of Jesus as we pray. Amen and amen. I got the word coming from Titus this morning. Titus, you know, two scriptures, and we're going to try to our best to get through them scriptures, and if it be God's will, we'll try to tip over the roof. But I want to deal with this because I want to set it up because this is what I believe the church of women is supposed to be doing at this time. You know, it might not work for nobody else, but this is what we want to teach you. And it says right here, the aged woman, likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holy, false accuser. Not given to much wine. It's a teaching of good things that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, and to love their children. And I want to pause there a little bit because I want you to know there'll be some things set forth that when you see an elder and you see the young lady, and these days, you know, you can't go up to some of these young ladies, you know, you can't tell me how to raise my baby. You can't tell me how to love my husband. You know what I'm talking about? And then the older lady has to have some kind of discernment so she can break up that spirit right there. You know what I'm talking about? Not that she's being nosy. Not that she's trying to say that if you do it this way, this is going to work. But she's concerned about that next generation. Help me, Holy Spirit. She's concerning about the generation. Titus was teaching. Paul was teaching him how to lead this church. Now he's trying to get it right. You know what I'm talking about? And we see how the book is right here because prior to that he was talking about the men, how we're supposed to be in sound doctrine, you know, how we should not have a temper, how we should be in grave, and how we should be sober and sound in faith and love and patience. So he said, likewise to the wife, to the woman should be the same way, the same way. You know, so our older, not when it don't have to always be an old and age, but they could be seasoned in a woman. Cause, you know, some of the women could tell somebody because they've been through a few things, right? And these days, if you go up to someone and say, "Baby, you know, I see what you got going on, you know, but can I pray with you?" You know, and she ain't in tune with the Lord, she's gonna turn that down. But she in the Lord, she's going to receive that. And she's going to receive that because she know that this has to come from God. You know what I'm talking about? She could see that, you know what I'm talking about? And then some, baby, you ever been with your kids or your wife and some elder lady say, "I love that. Y'all like a nice couple." You know, encouraging them, you know what I'm talking about? You know, "Baby, I want to buy something for your child or something. Is it all right if I buy this for your child?" You know, and then you get in church, they tell you, you know, this is nothing. Church folk, you know, you have to watch it because folks these days, you know, we can't, you know, they don't want to tell you how to dress, you know what I'm talking about. They get mad when the ladies tell them, the younger women, how they come into church sometimes. You know, they come in church, right, sometimes like a peacock, you know what I'm talking about. If you know what I mean by a peacock. You know, talking about the spread out. You know, when they come in and turn all the heads when they walk in. You know, they look like a beautiful, beautiful lady walking in. You know, talking about and some of the they're not worrying about their curves and how they looking. But some of them be dressing so provocative, if I can say that word. Someone be so provocative, so they look at it in another a sense, my brothers and sisters, and trying to encourage the sister. Sister, you know, they might have put them to the side, let them know what they wearing. It may be very provocative to not just them, but the ones who are trying to have service. Amen. Somebody said, well, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about sometimes you come to church and your titties all out. Can I say it like that? in your curves, you know, you don't know if you got pants on, where it's shaping like that. And they go in there and tell them, well, that's what they used to do. You know, we don't wear stockings and slips anymore. You know, we don't come to church like that anymore. Then you know it's got like it used to be when they used to go up on the morning bed, you know, they used to go in front or something. They'll put a blanket around them so they could the skirt would be so short. You know, them. So the teaching them how they should work their clothes, you know what I'm talking about? Somebody said, well, they didn't took the club clothes and came to the church, you know what I'm talking about? They didn't take them off. So we say like this, they'll come, let them come to church. We're not saying not come to church, but what's happening, we have a lot of them to come in, right? And once they begin to mean, then we start ministering unto them, helping them, because you can't go this straight in and hit them around the back, you know what I'm talking about? Because if they're not the spirit strong, you're going to run them off. You know what I'm talking about? Well, now you judging me, you know what I'm talking about? Then it gets the wrong look on that. Then we have to know that this one, I said, an aged woman, a wise woman should know this. I'm not saying all women, but most women that came from somewhere and had some now when they was young, they did some wrong things. So when they see the younger ladies, they ought to be able to go to them and be able to use the wisdom to have the, what I call the discernment. So because when they see that spirit, they ought to know how to go to that spirit. So you can't, some of the spirits, you just can't go straight to it. Because if you're trying to win the person, you got to get them in the church and start cultivating with them and talking to them, get them in the word, not Bible beating, but tell them what they need. Like they got kids. Baby, bring your kids to the study tonight, you know. Then you go here with the women, you know, when we're in the missionary, you know, we go to talking about some few things so women can get with women and they have women's conversation, you know. So that's what we're talking about, how Titus was. He said, an aged woman is likewise that they be in the behavior of being holy and no false accuser and not given to much wine. He said, teach of good things that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love her husband and to love their children. And you know, when you get in women's business like that, some women say, I know how to treat my husband. You can't tell me how you think I got him, you know. So what I'm saying is, once you get in the church, right, and most women, that's why we got more women in church than we got men. Most women go to church, and a lot of men don't even go to church, you know what I'm talking about. They don't even stay the door, you know. They ain't thinking about no church. And get mad when the good woman go pay tithes, you know. Why you paying that preacher? Tell them to get a job, you know. They ain't understanding the whole deal about how this church is supposed to be. So when she's been a good husband, I mean, if she's been a good wife to her husband, on the outside, it may look like she's enabling him. But on the inside, she's probably trying to win him, because if she keeps going, eventually, if he's in the house and she is a godly woman, she's going to be praying. She's going to be reading. And watch this here. And what's going to happen? If one day, you never know, one day it might come to the time he might ask her a question. I want to know that God you know. So let me testify. Right. Let me testify a little bit. Now, when I say this here, I want you to understand me when I say this, when I testify, right? My father, who raised us, right? He had three friends that passed away back to back, man. One died of a car wreck. One died of a heart attack. And one died of sugar diabetes. Back to back. And it bothered him so bad, right? And you know, he had a bad back, Reverend. So he couldn't sleep on laying down. So he had to sleep with his knees on the ground, right? So he called my mother now, you know. You know, this was the day for Mother's Day, right? And he asked her to come here. He said, Wanda, George.
Mm-hmm.
from the want the job. What you want, Doug? You know, I can hear the conversation. What you want?
Yeah.
They call it Doug. What you want, Doug? She said, give me a one, Doug. I need you to come in here. So she said she went in there, and he was crying.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? Real hard.
Yes,
he was crying. She said, he told her, he said, I want to serve that God you serve.
Amen.
Yeah, it was there. She said, how can you, because he didn't go to church. he said, how, and he was a good father, man, real good father. He gave us the tools, man, to learn how to mechanic and all these other things, to tell us about life. You know, he was a good father, man, but he didn't go to church, though. You know what I'm talking about? And she never gave up on him. People couldn't understand. You know, he didn't stop up for tithing. He looked at it a couple of times first, but he never showed us that, you know, that he disagreed with it, right? And one day, Doc, I ain't lying, Doc, and he asked her to pray for her because she wanted to serve that God. So she gave him mm-hmm. that prayer. See, because he confessed it now. Now he can open his mouth. Now he wants to know about this man, Reverend. You hear me? All these years they were married. He wanted to know about this man, right? And you know
mm-hmm.
what happened next month? He had called me that night, right? He said, "Man, we gonna take old fuzz, and one of the jaws out to eat, man. What Jock at? Tell Jock we're gonna get
mm-hmm.
the road and we're gonna go out and take him out to eat, you know what I'm talking about? I had a
mm-hmm.
61
mm-hmm.
barrel there, Rev. I had a 61 photo barrel there.
Right
you
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
with, you know, with a power glide in it with two, you know what I'm talking about? You understand?
Uh-oh.
And I said, I'm gonna come around and pick y'all. We're gonna ride in the old car tonight, you know what I'm talking about? He said, yeah, man, you be here early because I gotta do something later on. We're just gonna take him out to eat. You know, come out. I didn't know all this was going on. I didn't know he was
mm-hmm.
leading up to prayer with her, right? I said, okay, Pops, I'll
mm-hmm.
be by there. So the next morning, after she did what she did, and after they prayed, he died.
Mm-hmm.
On Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
He died on Mother's Day, 1992. He didn't get a chance on this side after that prayer. I believe God transitioned him because only God knows why he transitioned that man there. Only God knows
mm-hmm.
that. You know what I'm talking about? Mother had to comfort us, man. That man
was
up. You know what I'm talking about? Called me, she said, Eric. She said, I'm heading to John Peter Smith. She said, like he had a heart attack. Come up here. And I went up there, man, and the doctor stopped us at the door. He said, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone.
Mm.
You hear what I said, bro? Mm. So I learned something in that, man. I learned something how my mother never gave up on my father, man, who raised us, man.
Mm.
She couldn't
have.
He didn't want to. He told her, I married her, why you keep going to church and all that, you know. But then, you know, she's stubborn. She kept on going. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I can't say
mm-hmm.
my the one who raised me was a godly man. I'm not going to sit and tell you that. He wasn't, you know. But I tell you this,
mm-hmm.
he gave us some tools to work with, man. You know what I'm talking about? And,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, it was what God put in to build us where we are today, right? So I say this, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
She showed us how to be a wife and a mother. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
She showed us how
mm-hmm.
I seen some things that I know God was in the midst of it. I say, man, when he passed, right? We had the home going, right? Over in that what's that old church over there off of let me get my mind right. You know what I'm talking about, the road to them at over there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, so it was a different pastor.
Okay.
Right? And
mm-hmm.
so, man, this thing was so crowded, Doc. It was just, they had to go in the choir log. You know, it was so crowded, right? This is how much love
mm-hmm.
this brother was. He has so much love, man. So I don't know this. We didn't know this brother was doing what he was doing, man. We didn't know our father was doing this. Yeah? You know how many preachers were there, man, stood up and said what he done for their church?
Mm. Amen. Mm.
You didn't hear what I said, wow. Man. One pastor got up praying, man, and he said, man, he had to stop. He said, man, this man helped me paint my whole church, man. He just came and gave me an offering. You know what I'm talking about? He had love, man, you know what I'm talking about? But he was so stubborn, though, you know? He had that stubborn, you know, he was stuck in, you know, his things he believed in. I'm going to leave it like that. But at the end of the day,
right.
the prayer, I believe God opened up the window. That's why I was saying a long time ago, man, I'm not saying he's in heaven. I'm not saying that. But all I know is this here. I believe in my heart we're going to be surprised who's going to be in heaven. And we're going to be surprised. He's going to be in there. I don't judge nobody from the outside. Man, this man had people speak about him, what they hit and done for him, man. He was kind of like me, and I'm going to say this here. If y'all don't get it, he reminded me of like Unknown. He just came out of nowhere and got on that radio with Brother Willie Dog. He reminded me of a person, because he would have been 83 right now, you know what I'm talking about? He remind me of he never met a stranger, Doc. You know what I'm talking about? Everywhere I go, they still say that's Lil Tub. You know what I'm talking about? Everywhere I go, man. You know what I'm talking about? They still remember. He made an effect on. So I say this to say this here. His wife stayed down with him all through the things through life, and then she got to be the one to tell him about the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear that scripture says to love thy husband. See, if God gives you a husband, help me, Holy Spirit, woman and women and children. That's what I'm saying. If God gives you a husband, don't let no outside influence your life. Don't let that.
Right.
But you got to make sure you get godly counsel. You know what I'm talking about? Make
yeah.
sure you get the godly counsel. And godly counsel is good. Don't let nobody. You're not crazy if you go somewhere tell somebody you need some help. You're not crazy if you go somewhere and say, well, I don't want nobody in my business. You know what I'm talking about? But what I'm telling you is, put God in your business. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So sometimes you might go somewhere where somebody's unbiased, right? You know, and not partial. You know, somebody can spit you right in the middle and tell you when you're right or wrong. You know what I'm talking about? And some of our mothers are like that. Some of our mothers and elders are like that. They show you love, right? Some love that I'm talking about, love, it go farther. See, my mama cuss you out, too.
Yeah,
oh, yes, she would. She'd tell you the minute. Woof, the woof, the woof. Well, she'll hit you with a verse, too, though. She'll cuss you out. She'll cuss you out. And you said you didn't want to understand the Bible, so woof, the woof, the woof. Rest, I ain't lying. You don't know what I'm talking about. You're real, you know.
Yeah.
And she said, you're so ignorant, you can't hear me when I said Jesus loves you. Well, woo, the woo, the woo. Then she'll start crying. You know what I'm talking about? Then she'll start crying. She said, boy, you took me over there. You said what you told me. I said, Mom, I'm sorry. But see, I'm telling you about how you should love your husband, your children. See, love is not always. See, a real mother. Yeah, I know they. You know, you know, some mothers. You just can't talk about the children. You just can't come to them and talk about their children. You can just forget it. You know, you can just forget it because what you say. You raise your own children. I know how to raise my kids. Some women don't like that, but some women allow you to help them raise their children. Because we learned back in the day, remember, it takes a village. It takes a village to run to raise a family sometimes. And what we was, it was a village, man. I can go in my neighbor's house and eat, man, and go sleep. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not going to say that because I do got some neighbors. My wife, I'd be working so much. But she, I know they talk, you know, they know they come over, right? But I'm saying it used to be a time you really could go get butter. You remember the time?
Yes, sir.
Get some milk. It used to be that kind of time, brother. Now it's a little. If you ain't really close to them, they're not gonna give it to you, man. They're not gonna give it to you. So the young women and the elder women, they need to train them. You know, talking about when we said that's your neighbor, right? You know, you should treat your neighbor right, right? And then the disciples said, "Who is my neighbor?" Then Jesus went on to them. You know what I'm talking about? Even when you're done to the least of mine, you're done to them all. You know, these are your neighbors. You know what I'm talking about? So we believe, well, I kind of fast forward that a little bit, but we at least need to let them know that the teaching them godly, you know what I'm talking about? That's what Ty is trying to get to them, and show the love and sober, you know what I'm talking about? Your children and your husband shouldn't see a drunk. You know what I'm talking about? They should see you just drinking till you just getting drunk. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I believe. You know, I believe that the parents should teach their children not as words only, but in substance too, Reverend. Not do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say and I do. Amen? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell my wife, you know, she'll five in a minute, Reverend. You know, she'll five in a minute. I said, baby, I'm not going to do this for my kids. Let's talk about this a little later. You know what I'm talking about? You know, she'll go a couple of minutes, she ain't going to talk to her, then she'll bag up, right? These kids pick up things, you know what I'm talking about? And they look at how their parents act towards one another, you know? And you have to have enough fortitude, right? You have to have enough strength to resist something you probably can handle right there. But God don't want you to move, because we learn, Reverend, what we learn, a soft ounce. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Return. Yes, sir. Wrath away. So you can get in a conversation with your wife or your husband, and you say, well, baby, I believe what you're saying, baby. But, baby, can I voice my opinion? You know what I'm talking about? And if you're in tune with God, you're gonna back up, brother. You're going to back up, sister, because you hear her, and you hear him trying to ask, let's do this in peace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when you're in a relationship with that the woman, then you want to look at who she been talking to at the church. You know, somebody got her this humble. She used to fire, baby, right? You know what I'm talking about, man. She just been running around to see the sister, told her, baby, don't go home. We learned one day, what we learned, Reverend, sometimes most of the argument starts with that woman. Was I right about it, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't just saying because we're a man. Right. So most arguments sometimes start with that woman. You know what I'm talking about? So I say this. Not saying you don't have a voice. Not saying that we're a male chauvinist. If I learned something in life, if you treat that man with respect, you can get everything out of this for anything from him. especially when you hear one time Raymond came to my house, ate all my food, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? He ate every bit of it, neck bone, chicken. He just ate it all of them. And they sit at the table, Rev. What they do, Rev? You talked about my shirt. You remember that, Red?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What'd she tell you, Red?
Oh, man. Real quick. You take me real quick.
So did you make me get back, Red? Now, later on, you probably get a little straight on. You know what I'm saying? Well, she ain't going to let you go there, right?
Right,
you know what
right.
But I was thinking about how... You remember this brother here and this wife and this family? We first day we hit it off. You know what I'm talking about? Even though we closed the day, but first day we hit it off, man. And then ever since, I'm not saying we perfect or nothing. Don't think I'm saying that, but I'm just saying that we got women that love God and grew up in God. You know what I'm talking about? And know God and teaching their children
Thank
to know
you,
God. Man. I'm saying that them kids ain't never made no mistake. I'm not gonna say that.
Right.
But I'm just know that it wasn't because we ain't taught them. It wasn't because we ain't showed them. You know what I'm talking about? That's why I want to hit on right there, Rainbow, because I think I want to do a Ruth tomorrow. You know what I'm talking about? I want to deal with Ruth tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There was Ruth and Mar. You know, you remember the Ruth, right? The book of Ruth, right?
Yes, sir.
So I wanted to break that out. Kind of, if it be God's will all week, that we kind of getting this approach to Mother's Day, you know, giving flowers while they're here. But I remember that man when he prayed, mother prayed for my old man, you know, Pops.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day he died. Now, he died on Mother's Day. Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did. Sure did. 1992. Mm-hmm. And her mom is Titus, man, because she prayed for him, man. You know what I'm talking about? She told him and told him and gave him that option, you know what I'm talking about, and asked him, do you want to serve? He said, yes.
Ooh.
He said, well, teach me him. Tell me about it. Can you pray with me? She prayed with him, Doc. She sure did. And the next day he passed, man. You know, the next day. You know, I talked to him about what we're going to do and everything, man. That was hard, boy. That was real hard. I was in the world then, though. You know what I'm talking about? Ooh, I was deep in the world then. You know what I'm talking about? And, but I, I had some roots, though. Thank God. You know, mm-hmm. Mama taught us when we was young about the transition, man. It hurt it, though, real bad. Because, yeah. Man, he was a real father to us, man. You know, to my real father. Today, I wish he was here, man. He could see us today. You know what I'm talking about? I just really, because he gave us some strength, man. He taught us how to get out there. We had a wrecking yard, right? We did. He had a salvage yard, right? And he had a shop, mechanic shop, and all of that. But he had this, so we had to go work at the wrecking yard. Man, we were number 10, 9, 11 years old, right? And we had to pull parts, right? We pull in parts, and you know, and at the end, I mean, this wasn't no summer thing. We did it every day. Mm-hmm. We got out of school, we went to work, you know what I'm talking about? And in the week, you know, he handed us $20, you know what I'm talking about? So I asked him, I said, is that fair? It wasn't bad, you know? I said, I see you getting us all that money. He said, I'm trying to teach you something, son. I'm trying to teach you something. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't like this lesson. I said, the greatest shit like you get over on me, man.
Mm-hmm.
But he still something, man. I learned something about him. What it just didn't seem right, man. We're out there taking mm-hmm. heads off of cars, whole front end and doors. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, he taught us some
stuff. Nah,
he told us to work, man. Yeah. We was always in it too, though. Yes, sir. I mean, we had a tie shop, right? I'm going to get out of here, man. I mean, we had a tie shop, right? And he did that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So on Sundays, we charged double. On Sundays, right? And we were breaking them tied. That's why I had all this automatic stuff. We used to have to use the pro bar and hammer and hit and take the tie off and put it on. You don't know about that rib. And he taught us how to do it with finesse, you know what I'm talking about? So we did that there, but we did pretty good. You know, I count the money too, man. And he had us $20 again.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this brother, he'll get on with us. But he taught us about hard work, man. It don't come easy, man. He let you know when you get this hard money, he said, you get it like this, you don't spend it fast. You know, he told you, right. When you get money like this, you just don't go blow it. You know what I'm saying? You take care of your family. You know, I wonder why we getting all them beans, extra beans from. You know what I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said, you don't, when you make money like this, you don't go blow it. You know, so some people get mm-hmm. money, just blow it. They don't have no kind of what respect of the money. But this is all I got, mm-hmm. Rev. I know it probably wasn't too much for a lot of y'all, but I wanted to kind of set the stage of for our mothers, you know. You have anything you'd like to hit?
Beautiful.
You got some,
Rev? Yes, sir, man.
I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes.
Yes, sir. It's beautiful. Man, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's beautiful how God so knitted that together. Anything precious, you're going to talk about. Anything that's precious, you're going to talk about it. And I'm so glad it's a beautiful thing that he gave us what we call mother. Praise the Lord. He even gave a part of himself. Hallelujah. He gave a part of himself. And anything that's beautiful, we related to her. Hallelujah. You know, and that's mighty, you know. Ships in their beauty. Ships on the ocean. It's a her. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The church. A wonderful mother, hallelujah, it nourishes us, hallelujah. It's a vessel that we use, hallelujah, to get back, hallelujah, to the Lord, hallelujah. And in that, he so shaped it, and he gave it as a vehicle we call mother, hallelujah. And I understand, man. I see as you went through the lesson, I see how he both so shaped this beautiful because in that surely the aged women should be able, hallelujah, to be able to teach the younger women and show them because they have had life lessons. And truly, that is still the Lord's children. Hallelujah. And I can understand why he had me to read what he had me to read this morning, because it all went together. Hallelujah. Because the church truly, like I said, is our mother, and I can understand why he was had me reading about the comments. The parable talked about the comments over in Matthew 25. The parable talked about the comments. Hallelujah, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I've just been sitting over here. I didn't realize I pulled a brother D on it this morning. I didn't realize that I was on mute, and I'm just going in. I looked down.
Not the
25 minutes, man. I had to be, but
not the
25 minutes, man. I'll go ahead.
You
got to be stopped. I can't hear me.
It's okay.
Yes, sir.
You was open, though.
Yeah. We thank the Lord.
That's all right, man.
We thank the Lord, man. It's, I'm so thankful, see, because I know he's still listening. He's still listening, and man, that is so beautiful that we should give honor to where it is due, and the more that you recognize the Father and how He's yet dealing with us, the more He will deal with us. Hallelujah!
Yes.
And we can see it. You said, you know, you just wanted to hear Mother, but God has blessed us so that we hear her all the time. We hear her all the time. God continue to give us blessings, hallelujah, because of Mother, we know Him even better. Because of Mother, she never gave up on us. She continued to pray, and she lived in a way, hallelujah. She showed faith no matter how times got rough. She still trusted and depended upon God, which taught us that even in our worst, we can look toward heaven. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and lean upon Him and trust upon Him. So we thank God for Mother. Hallelujah. Even this day, you know, both of our tabs have transitioned, but they are still so much a part of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the precious memories, how they linger, how they flood our soul, and they flood our soul even more so that we start to see them even in our seed, and that is because of Mother. This is so beautiful, man, and I just thank God for giving us this opportunity. You know, shortly after my mom passed, I prayed, and I thank God that I had a mother that would show me God, a mother that would not only did she know the word, but she lived the word and she showed it. Hallelujah. And she taught us. And you know, we get spoiled because a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people get beat. I looked at a television program where this girl was beat because she went to church. She was beat because she got baptized. She was beat. Daddy threw her out the house. Oh, God. So, you know, a lot of people, they, you know, America, we get a lot of spoil. We get spoil, but others don't have it as good as we have it, and we need to thank God. Hallelujah. And He's still beckoning us. He's still opening up His arms saying, come. So we thank God. Man, thank you for this lesson. Yes, sir. It brought about sweet memories. We thank the Lord.
I'll thank about her. You know, a lot of folks can. What got me so much about my mother, right? She has some patience with not even just us, even our father, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Because he wasn't going to church.
But when he passed, man, you know what I'm talking about? It's kind of like that song. I'm going to try to find out. I think I got it. Let the life I live speak for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
You don't have to tell nobody, but let the life I live speak. Man, when them preachers got up there talking about him, man, and talking about what he had done, how much he, you know, what he is, I seen the love in the man. He used to go around elders, man, that grew up with him. See, you know, like I told you, I'm trying to tell you, he would be 83 right now, right? So the people, his parents, they would be in the hundreds. You know what I'm talking about? So when we should go with him, man, he used to take us around there. Even my mother, you know, I mean, father, you could just see how much they loved him, man. Now watch this. He was my biological father, man. You know what I'm talking about? But you could tell it, man. You know, and his mother and his father, man, they received us like, you know, that was with our biological grandparents too as well, you know what I'm talking about. But I want to say this here, brother. I knew that we had a good dad because the things he did and taught us. But he did it because of my mother too, because he was a street guy and he went back working, right? You know what I'm talking about? And he got in that work and he always was an entrepreneur, you know what I mean? He knew how to get that paper, man. And he showed us how to get it the right way, man. You know what I'm talking about? How to earn it, man. And that whole thing, it was, he said, when you make this money, you don't go blow it, especially if you got a family. That's what he told us. He said, you want to make some more? You want to blow some? Get you some side money. Like, get this towel here and do some, you know, this little thing. He taught me how to, he taught me how to build a house. He told me how to roof. He told me how to paint. He told me how to do plumbing. He told me how to be a mechanic. I mean, this is the things he gave me, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mother loves him so much to leave her children in his hand. She let him parent us, man. He beat our butt. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
She let him parent him, man. She know he loves her. I remember I was a young lad, right? and they had a get together, and he smoked them once and said them back in the day, right? And I took that cigarette out of his mouth and put it in his eye. Well, I got whooping every time he thought about it. I'm just saying, though, man. You know, you have a good time, man. Let me leave that alone, because I get emotional again.
That's all right. That's all right. Thank you, Lord.
Dude, man. Mama get to introduce God to him, man. You know, he never told
That's
us,
wonderful.
You know, was he didn't, you know, he didn't, I mean, just be truthful about it. He had a problem with it, you know what I'm talking about? Because he didn't know. But when that pain started hitting him, he knew it was a God. He knew it was a God. You know, some of us had to receive it different, you know what I'm talking about? And she had to be the chance to minister to him, man. She did, man. She loved her husband. Nobody can tell her nothing about her husband, you know. This man came to her in the 60s and grabbed us and made us our family, man. You know what I'm talking about? He didn't have to do that.
Man.
He didn't have to do it, man. He didn't. Yes, sir.
Yes, praise the Lord.
I think Brother D open too. I don't before we get off of this thing, you know. There's something. He might
have
been on the back.
I was on mute, but I'm here. Listening to the word again, enjoying the word, enjoying my brother telling the history of his life and how his father was. And, you know, you just said something, bro, and I had to say it. I be trying not to. You know, my pops comes on with us sometime, and I don't even remember how many years it's been so long. Well over 50 some odd years that him and my mom would have been married if she had lived. And till this very day, I have never, you know what I'm saying, never been unprivileged. I won't say privileged, but unprivileged enough to hear him say stepson. He tell me all the time, he said, son, he said, blood doesn't make you love. And I don't care when we talk, before he hang that phone up, he going to say, love you, son. Love you, pops. And if you want to make Brother D think, he young and back in the streets again, says something negative or do something to him, I forget where I'm at. Thank God for Jesus. We both in church. I seen him lay in the snow to start the car from under the, couldn't afford to put a start on the car because it was too busy trying to give me and my sisters what he wanted. I heard Brother Eric say she allowed him to whoop us. My old man hated to whoop us. He did, but he didn't want to do it. He did everything he could to show us love.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my two sisters. I can remember one time I got to where I didn't want one pop. I had to have two. Before they started calling them suicide, I was making suicide. And my mom would say, boy, you don't get one more shit. And he would say, get that boy that pop. He wanted to give it to him. You know, and this was, and like I said, you never hear me say my stepfather. I've never heard him. I went to his house once, and his wife today has a daughter. She didn't want me over there. So I said, well, as long as you all tell him I call, I won't have to come back because he's going to call me.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard from him for a while, so I stopped by. And she ran in and woke him up. He was sitting there asleep. The daughter ran and woke him. And told him, said, Pop, you better come out here and tell him something, Dad. And my pops coming through, and he said, hey, son. I said, Pops, I said, I won't cause no problem. He said, nah. And she ran back to the door, and he said, baby, contrary to what you like or dislike, he got just as much right here as you do.
Hmm.
Well, he wouldn't, even after my mom passed to this very day, he would never make a difference in me. I'm the only one left out of the three. He would never make a difference in the very day, man. And I heard, bro, saying that he would teach you. The group didn't want me to play their guitar. He's a guitar player. And the group didn't want me playing with their guitar. So what he did, he went and started driving a jitney cab, laying on the ground in the snow to straight white it started just to save the money to buy me a guitar.
That much
is. Love don't carry certain things that we like to classify as love.
Right.
It just don't do it. It just don't do it. There's some great fathers out here. And I heard my brother got me stuck on something. And I've never seen him, but my brother got me stuck on something. I heard him say one time, he said he wasn't a stepfather. He stepped up. And that's just what he did. He stepped up. Man. You want to make Brother D mad, you said something negative about Lindell Harris. You just made me mad.
I know you're right.
I can call him right now, bro. I promise you, he's not going to hang up. I said, I love you, son. He called me on the 25th just to make, he said, son, daddy getting old. He called me on the 25th to make sure that was my wife's birthday and called and wish her happy birthday. I mean, he don't, you know, he just don't let nothing get back. And I put him on my phone bill. He thinks he's slick, too. I put him on my phone because I didn't want him paying the phone. I said, Dad, I'll pay your bill. He said, son, you got so much on you. I said, Pops, that let you know right there, one more not going to hurt me if I got so much on me. You know? So what he did, when I took him there to get his phone, he eased up month's payment. I found out about it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ease right on by his house and slide in the mailbox and call him after I leave. You know? But that just shows you how they can love you. You know, you don't have to have that blood. You don't have to have that blood, man.
Oh, you know I'm really
bad. Yes, Lord.
Brother D, when I was saying,
I got a great
how my mother, how my mother, you know, allowed him, let him do that, and also she led him to God. You know, to
mm-hmm.
mother, and when she led him, only God know why he allowed him not to live another day. Only God knows that, you know what I'm talking about. I never questioned that man. Never did. See, you know what? Even I was a hooligan, you know what I'm talking about? I always had respect for God. And I always had reverence for God. Every time. Always, man. So I knew, be mine. So she said, I knew you were going to change it because you never disrespected God or your mother with that, you know what I'm talking about? You know, and I thought thinking about how she, even though he had some things he had about that because he didn't know, you know what I'm talking about? Because he was an entrepreneur and he stayed working, you know what I'm talking about. And he did some few things, right? But at that end, man, them three guys passed. He went to mama. He wanted to serve that God. She said, and what he do? That's a only God know. Only God know why he had transitioned there, man. You know,
The Lord. Some things is just not meant for us to know. It's just what you just said. Only God knows. Mm-hmm. See, God, he already knew before. So he couldn't go back. So I'm going to take you right now. Yeah. I'm going to take you right now. I'm not going to give you one more opportunity to turn. I'm going to take you right now while you're on the right road. You know, I was blessed, Brad, coming up as a kid, man. My pops took me to choir rehearsal, group rehearsal. You know, my pops is a world-renowned singer. He done sung all over the United States and one of the best guitar players ever come through the city, man. And I was blessed. He took me to rehearsal with him to hear about God. Took me to church, set me down at the table, and opened that book. And this, I got that from him. I did it with my kids. You know, read this. And they were saying, my son and two of my nephews stayed with me a lot. And they'd be like, you know, you might as well go on and read it because, you know, bro, he's going to question you about it. And he's going to know if you, they'll say, uncle, you know he's going to question you about it. And if you ain't read it, we all going to get a whooping. You know, so you might as well sit here and read. But that's how my pops did me. My pops would set me down. And after a while, it got to where you want to know about this man. I want to read it then. You know, I hear you talking about being a hooper. I remember as a kid in the sixth grade, got so mad at school, I went home, sat down to eat, and set my grandfather's shotgun and loaded up with three shots. He had a three-shot clip with one in the chamber, in the barrel, you know. So I loaded it up. I said outside the back window, I'm going to eat, then I'm going down to the community center, and I'm going to kill this joker. I'm going to kill him. I was just that bad. I was an Alvin Stone for real, boy. But thank God for Jesus, you know, that I had the parents that I had, you know, because, like I said, he didn't want to whoop us, but he would, but he didn't want to. But there was nothing too good for us. And I'm going to give you this, and I'm going to get out of the way, my brother. As great as my stepfather is, like I said, you don't hear me use the word step. When it came time for him and my mother to get married, his mother said, When the preacher said, "Is there anyone to see why this couple shouldn't be married? Let us speak now." She said, "I'm gonna get up." And my pops told me, he said, "Mama, you are no longer invited to my wedding." She didn't want him to marry my mother because she had three kids. And he told his own biological mother, he said, "You are no longer invited." Now, his pop said, "Son, if that's what you want, that's what you want." But he stopped his mother in her tracks. We was over to her house one day for a holiday. I opened two pops. I was drinking out of both of them. And she said something. He come, took the pops out of my hand and set them on top of the cooler and told us that me and my family finna leave. Put us in the car and we left him. He took me to his place called Whoopies and got me two pops.
Mm-hmm. So you've been bad a long time.
I was bad. I was a bad seed. But in my mind, bro, I think I got the best pops in the world. You know, I think I got the best. They don't come no better than mine.
There you go.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's still living a fact. You know, we always say the same thing, man. We'd like to encourage people to come and say if they don't, you know, we cool with that. But we want to let you know if it be God's will, man. We're going to try to keep pushing this thing on about this love that we have for our parents, man. Mainly this is Mother's Day. But some kind of way, it always steal away that the father, you know, was there too, you know. And then some people didn't have a mother, but their father was a mother to them, you know, them had combed their hair, you know, them get them off of school.
Some of them did.
Mothers do this, you know. But we want to just give them, thanks and let our mothers know, the women know that you care about, you know, and nobody else don't say. The church got to tell them, you know, and then especially the widows, you know, them, you know, and watch this, and the fatherless, you know, them, we got to show them the love that God said we need to do. You know? So this is what I think, and then you brothers have something y'all wanna, Jack, I'm gonna try to be with all week, you know, if the God's permit, you know, if He changed it, you know, it'd be because He wanna change it, but I wanna tell you guys, I'm gonna be looking at Luke, Ruth, y'all know Ruth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Reuben, the him one, you know. Yeah, we're going to be looking at that, you know, because I think she showed her how to be a woman, You know, tell my, we're going to get in there. You know, if it be God's will, he was going to try to extend it a little bit, you know, and we can open up for a dialogue, you know, it don't bother me, you know, but I did want, then there was so cold about that Ruth leads on into who? Hannah. You know, and Hannah won the song. You know, just want to show you how in the Bible, you don't have to go nowhere. You can read the Bible. Get you a good novel.
Amen.
You know,
Amen. I heard a young man say one time, he said, if you want to entertain yourself, read the Bible. And he never lied. If he ever told the truth, that was the truth. If you looking for some entertainment, read the Bible. It's a true love story. Yes, it is.
Brother, Reverend Henry, mother was beautiful, man. She came, I don't know if it was my mother-in-law. It might have been my mother-in-law or my wife, Amy. She came to me, because Reverend Henry, you know, Reverend Henry got the same for me, because I can't sing a lick. Well, I started that night, you know. I started a minute, you know. I give me a verse, you know what I'm talking about. She came and she swung a purse. Said, you mean you preaching? He sung y'all this. She knew, you know, Reverend Henry mama, man. She was excited, man. And we had a good friendship, man. You know, tell us a little bit, Rev.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It's wonderful how God can use the memories and they turn into joy, you know, and that soothes the heart, you know. You make you understand that song precious memories. Hallelujah. Things we do, it lingers on in the seed that he gave unto us. And it just, when you stop and realize just how much God loves us, just how much he do for us, oh, man, who wouldn't serve him? You know, who wouldn't? The benefits.
Oh, man, yes, who wouldn't serve him?
Yeah, the benefits.
The benefit.
You know, you think you're living, but man, start trying to live from him, and you'll see how much you miss it out when you wasn't trying to live for him.
I look at that, Rev. I look at that, and y'all can help me, man. Just get this little thing so we can get a little bit tighter. You know, y'all brothers know the Bible. Look how the women are today, Reverend. That's be true for Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The you know, for an elder woman to go to a young woman today, it takes a lot of prayer. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man.
They're not receptive like they used to be. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And then they come and they go to them, you know. And then some of the saints, they kind of strict too, though. You know what I'm talking about? Their approach is real strict. You know what I'm talking about? But it was a time that the children used to allow the elders to parent them. You know what I'm talking about? Even though they weren't married.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes. You know, they'll listen to them, man. Now, man, you tell that sister she come in there, that be true for now, come in there, no, she's very, very out of place. How about that? I think she come to church because, you know, it just, you know, it's out of place, man, you know, and then you get to see the same baby, you know, I ain't going to be dressed like no grandmama. I ain't gonna wear no slip.
That's what you gonna hear now.
She just mad because she ain't got the curves I got.
That's what you gonna hear though. It's a shame, but that's what you gonna hear.
So I got
a cousin came to church once, real, and my pastor. You know, I have a young pastor, but he's sort of like a three-phase pastor. You know, he can get the old, the young, and the middle. He's just gifted. And my cousin come to church, like she had just up the nightclub. We used to call them go-go boots. I don't know what they call them now, but boots up halfway up thigh.
Yeah.
And the dress, the skirt wasn't even touching the boot. And he told her, he said, listen, my pastor went to her, and he said, I'm not going to ask you to leave church. He said, but I am going to tell you to go upstairs in the balcony. They don't come back to church dressed like that. Don't come back to my church dressed like that no more. And from that day to this one, I've not seen her dressed like that. But I was looking for something in my phone. I don't know if it's in this phone or the other phone I had. It had the old women's and the new women's. And it's sitting on the front pew.
Y'all seen that.
And
I've
the old,
I've seen
you seen
it,
the old women, all
yeah,
of them
yeah.
legs
Somebody's
crossed
yeah.
to the side.
Yeah.
Them young girls
yeah.
sitting up their legs wide, old jeans, wearing a size 12, got on a size 8. And I know a young man that I used to talk to. I haven't seen him in a while now. I used to talk to him, and I used to try to tell him, man, you can't let that do you. He told me, he said, bro, D, man, he's I love the Lord. He said, you know I believe in God, man. He said, I'm up there trying to preach and teach us all. And every time I look down, they're throwing their legs wide open on the front. He said, I had to come out the pulpit. I said, I understand what you're saying. I said, but you can't let them run you out the church. You know, he's here to come out the pulpit. He said he couldn't take it. You know, it's just that much different in the way it was when we was kids. And I know when I was a kid, if an older person said something to you, even if you weren't going to do it, you pretend like you was going to do it, you know.
Yeah,
you,
no,
didn't, you didn't diss
no
older person, you know. You know?
It was no option, yeah. It wasn't an option.
It wasn't no option. It wasn't an option.
But they didn't, I don't remember coming to church provocative, man. I don't.
Oh, no.
I never remember that.
Not when I was a kid coming up. I never seen it. I didn't start seeing it, my brother, until the 90s, really. I didn't even see it in the 80s. It's in the 90s when I started seeing it. I was like, no. That's like even
Rev,
some
Rev go back to the 30s. Rev go back to the 30s. Rev go back to the 30s.
Rev, that joke is just, hey, Rev, that's our brother, man, but he just not going to do right. We got to love him in spite of.
Yes, sir.
God,
yes,
Jezebel,
what they call them? What they call them when they come into church back in the day? Them Jezebel.
Yeah. Them Jezebel.
Yeah.
I heard you said something earlier too, and that's just how it was back then. Though you came to church back then, and you, they didn't do it, but every now and then, you know, they're gonna get a sheet and put over you. They sure would. They'll put a sheet over you. They just,
you know,
you
want to
talk that way.
We saw this stuff. Yeah, like, I know you're going to hear men's talk. You know, we can only give you our perspective, you know. And our perspective is what we see, you know, and what we hear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't say if there's a woman on here, she can hit that one button and tell us it'll be right or wrong. We don't have no problem with that. But I think the generation, that next generation, has been hindered because they letting them to live this way, man. The older sisters and ages, they don't want to listen anyway. You know what I'm saying? When you come into church, you can hear the difference between each one of them walk, right? Because the one got the
something
on.
Ain't right. Something ain't right. Church has become a fashion show. It really has. That's not what it was when we was kids coming up, you know.
No.
Even the songs that they sing today, you know, back when I was a kid in the singing field, I went a lot of places with the Southern Faith, and you know, everybody knows that's my favorite group. But Lord truly was not going to sing a song unless it had two verses out the Bible. And I know of many more groups, you know, that sung Bible verses in their song. I hear some songs now, and I was asking myself, you know, what is it? What truly is it? You know, in my coming up in church, you didn't expect to hear something that didn't have Jesus or God in it, something in reference to them in a song. But they got what they call a gospel song now. You got to ask yourself, what is it? they circle a song, you know. It's just, but you see, separate the right from the wrong. I don't know. Sometimes I ask myself.
Sometimes we shake our head.
Yeah, you have to just shake your head and keep going.
Well, brother, we can often say this. I know later on, y'all do a little appetizing, right? And if
if you didn't
get enough today, you can come on later on for the appetizers they give, you know, at, around 6 Eastern and 5 Central, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what y'all call it. I guess y'all call it the appetizer, but whatever it is.
Yeah, dog call it the appetizer.
Yeah, you call it the appetizer. I know the day. He might give y'all a little more. Don't let me speak that. They probably want to know why somebody's standing there cleaning their motor out and the lights coming down. A 30-year race, a gallon race in 30 years.
You know, how do you do
I heard that
like
stuff.
That?
I guess he was trying, though. If you can't get nothing here, I know my brothers and sisters will be over there. We just want to introduce. I just want to show love to the mothers this week, you know, and I want to deal with that Root. If you've been around Root, you had. We're gonna get in there, and Root was the mother-in-law, you know. I mean, the daughter-in-law, Naomi. So we're gonna get off in that, you know, and just for the sake of that, I want you to know, from the bottom of my heart, I love all mothers, you know, I love them all, you know. I love them all, and I think we should give honors to them, you know, give them why they yet can still smell it. Even they gone, we just go back on memories, you know, precious memories, you know, mm-hmm. how they linger, you know, like Rael said, that song. But I want you to know that we love you, and I meant this, you can't do nothing about it, you know. The mothers love us,
Amen.
And we know we couldn't do nothing about it.
But you know what, though, Roughly. I know we got to get out of here. But you know, I tell people all the time, man, when you lose your mom and your pops, especially if you had a good one, this is one of the advantages we have of pictures. You always have memories. And I know sometimes I got my mom picture in my pocket as we speak. And sometimes I just ride down the highway, I just look at it, I say, hey, girl. Yeah, you talk to her. They bring back memories.
If you, I'm going to do something, right? This is what the Spirit led me to do right just then, right? If you can, you know what I'm talking about? As your ain't come over here tomorrow, you know, mine.
Okay, I will sure and tell her.
No, and she ain't busy, you know what I'm talking about? I think we need a woman perspective.
I'm going to tell her today.
Yeah, in here too a little bit. Yeah.
I'll tell her today.
She ain't got to come every week, every day. I'll
tell her today so she can make some arrangements, you know, where she can be there in the morning, at least for a little while.
She don't have to stay long, and then just want to hear a woman's perspective, because we can start it back off in Titus again, getting off her Root. But I want to, because I know how we are, you know. They can hear our side, you know, but it's good to hear someone say, I had a mother, too, and I am a mother, you know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, my brother. That's right. It's good to hear both sides in one.
But I'm good, Liz, y'all. You know, y'all got anything else, you know? Anyone can help us to transition, you know? Yeah, I'm going to move at the same time.
Cause that will not do right to save his life, boy.
You know, I'll do it now. I don't want to move now. You know what I'm saying? I'll see you, Brother D. You gotta be stopped.
Oh man,
that's pretty good.
Those that's listening to us, let's give a little word of prayer here. We've been blessed today to hear the word again. those that came out, those that was able to phone in, those able to talk, some just listening. We just want to tell God, thank you for having you. Thank God for giving you the mind to come in and want to hear his word, praying that as you listen, it would be something to say that would tweak your mind to want to get to know the Lord and impart your sin for yourself. Because truly one day, no matter what we may think, no matter what we believe, truly one day we're going to leave this world. The Bible says the sinful world. We're going to leave here. And you're going to find yourself standing at the seat of judgment. And you're going to ask you, what did you do? I like the way Steve Harvey gave it. He says that dash between your birth date and your death date. What did you do with the dash? So we want to tell God thank you this morning for blessing us and giving us a chance to live out our dash. Father God, we come before you this morning. Father, we stop by the throne of grace just to give you a word of thanks. Father, we want to thank you for the word this morning. We thank you for giving Brother Eric the mind to come in to give us your word. We thank you for how you work with him each and every day. We thank you for touching his body. Father, we just want to just say thank you just for being God. Father, we love you, and we truly place no one above you. We thank you, Lord. We just thank you for giving us peace. The Bible says that you will give us peace that surpasses all understanding, and we thank you for it. We thank you for those that tune in every Monday through Friday to hear a word. Praying, Lord, that each and every day that something would be said to make them want to get a closer relationship with you, to make them want to get to know you and impart their sin, to make them want to come out of this sinful world and ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Lord, we know that you are right now, God, and we know that you're able. Father, we thank you for blessing the races this weekend that we heard of no hurt, harm, or danger come that way. We heard a tornado landing next door to us, but no hurt or harm. And we want to tell you thank you, Lord, knowing that we didn't do it ourselves, but it was you and you alone. Father, we love you, Lord. Whether you continue to bless us, continue to keep us, continue to guide us, Father. Continue to give us more strength in the name of Jesus, knowing that one day we're going to stand judgment. And on the day of judgment, we want to hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come on home and take thy rest. You've been ruled over a few things. Now we'll make you rule over many. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, these are blessed among men, and we ask in your darling son Jesus' name that every heart say amen. 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 You know, I was asked the question, why do you always do that? He said, Bro D, you always say amen, amen, and amen. And Bro Eric laughing because he already knew the answer. The Bible says one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's so good.
You know, just look, after the prayer, I had to do this, but I want to say after the prayer that this is what the ministry is about, man. Family. So, family, pray together, stay together.
Stay is together. Yes, indeed.
I believe that.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Prayer comes out of thoughts and get to man's heart.
Yes.
See, the whole thing about kingdom building is we have to decrease so God can increase.
Increase.
And saying that, we don't change the word of God.
Amen. He says the eligible for doctorate and reproved in it, bro. Then a doctor on you. The word is to reprove
that's
you, not you knocked on the word. Amen.
Yeah, man.
My brother, you said a family that prays together, stays together. See, one thing about Bro Eric always tell us, I don't know nothing but scripture. And the scripture backs up what my brother just said. The Bible says, sanctify your husband. Husband, sanctify your wife. See, we're supposed to be in this race together. This is why my brother said family that prays together stays together. There was a time we were kids when you sat down to eat, the whole family sat down. Now, now you got me in one bedroom, you in another kitchen, one to this, one walked out the door fixing a sandwich. The whole family ate together. They prayed over the food together. You know,
well, you know what? I'm glad you said that. I know we got to get off. I'm glad you said my wife. Let me tell you, my wife still make us do that. You know, I said, my wife make us still do that.
Make us do it.
When them kids come over, them come up, them get, and them going in another room. We all be at the table, man.
Yeah.
All of us.
At the table.
You know,
at the table.
All of, yeah, all of us still do it. And she said, wait for your daddy. Wait for your daddy. You got to pray.
That's right. That's right.
They got to pray.
Yeah. And Rev, no matter how big the family was, I don't know how big the family was,
yeah,
you're going to gather around your table.
Yes, sir.
You're going to gather around your table, boy.
Yes, sir.
And Lord,
right,
bless this food.
And they remember that later on, because, you know, life, they'll do their kids like that, their family, you know.
Yeah.
But if it be God's will, my brothers and
sisters. But you know what, though? That goes right back to what the word is. We got to get out of here, but we'll be cautious in it. Raise them up in the way that you have them to go.
Yeah.
This is what they'll do. Amen. Amen.
That's it. You're right, Doc.
Amen. Amen.
All right. All right. Just a little shelf song. I don't know who said this song. I think, brother, I don't know. A Mother's is Hard to Find. You ever heard that song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. I listened to that
sometimes. You ever heard the song, brother?
Song.
A Mother
a good
is
mother.
Hard to Find.
Yeah. That old lady can blow, too, boy. She can sing.
I'm going to play it, right, you know. You might hear the end.
Okay.
A Mother is Hard to Find. You know, because some mothers, we didn't touch it. I think we might touch it again. Some mothers, they bored their kids, you know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some mothers put them in the trash cans, you know. You know, it's a lot of things going on right there. That's why I said the aged woman, whether it might be in wisdom or age in number, they need to train these babies, man. You know, they need to train them, you know. Because I know I'm glad my mother didn't get rid of us, you know. You know what I'm saying? So a mother, I guess the song says a mother is hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it
when you get a chance,
good
my brother, when you get a chance, listen to her sing at Great Reunion. She got she got some music.
Send it to me. Send it to me, man. I might put it on. Send it to me.
Yeah, she can
okay,
bro. She can say. Ooh, she can say. Tomorrow, bro.
If it be God's will. Yeah, if it be God's will. See, Reverend Henry didn't say too much. Reverend Henry, mom was a Sunday school teacher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why he don't. Sure. That's why he knows stuff. You know.
He just instead of picking up my brother and boy, real don't bring that joke into my church.
I better get him because he gonna get me later on. He get me all the time in terms of taking my parents up, you know. All right, man, love y'all.
I gotta get past here first.
Just a kidney punch. All right, brother. Okay.
Hey, Ruby. Goodbye.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I want you to go to her, tell her how much you love her.